Men immersing in a mikveh daily prior to davening shacharis, part 2 of the history and background of the custom. In the previous lesson, part 1, on this series, we explained that while we do not find any explicit source in the rulings of the Talmud, Halacha, Sifrei Musar, Kabbalah that explicitly state that one should immerse every day prior to prayer, the immersion prior to prayer is rooted in precepts of both Halacha and Kabbalah for the sake of Tesefis Tara, additional purity, or to sanctify oneself from the impurity of Balkari, to prepare oneself like a Kohen who prepares himself by tivling in a mikveh in the morning prior to his temple service, to perform an act of tshuva represented in the mikveh immersion, to make one's heart susceptible to divine revelation during prayer, as understood from the writings of the Arizal, and to fulfill the Talmudic dictum which asks a person to wash his face and feet every day out of respect of God. In this lesson, in part 2, we will discuss the history of the custom and its sources in the Hasidic teachings. Did the Hasidic Rebbeim direct their followers to immerse in the mikveh every day prior to prayer? And what did they say in general about this immersion? So, there's a famous directive of the Baal Shem Tov, which is recorded in Keser Shem Tov, as well as Sivas HaRivash and Lekut HaYikarim, in which it states that one is to immerse in a mikveh as much as possible, and especially during times of need, such as on Shabbos, a Balkari, etc. The Baal Shem Tov stated that as a result of his constant immersions, he merited to reach all of his high levels in spiritual revelation. This teaching of the Baal Shem Tov is what can be most attributed to the evolvement of the custom to immerse daily prior to prayer. While the Baal Shem Tov did not go as far and state that one should immerse daily, and also made no mention of the subject of immersing prior to prayer, nonetheless it gave a general motivation to increase as much as possible in the frequency of immersions, even during weekdays. One of his students, Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, famously stated that although immersing in a mikveh is not a mitzvah, meaning an obligation, it brings a person to a level of holiness that even the greatest mitzvah cannot achieve. In the teachings of the Alter Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, in a famous Hasidic discourse from his Sefer Likutei Torah Parshas Kisavi, states that there are three things which have the power and capability of removing all spiritual, mental, and emotional disturbances during prayer, which are commonly experienced. And the first one that he mentions is the immersion in a mikveh, as a mikveh's ability to purify. This seemingly is the first source that we find for the widespread custom of Chassidim to immerse daily. And so indeed writes the Beis Rebbe that the Alter Rebbe custom is Chassidim to immerse in a mikveh prior to prayer in order so the prayer be with purity. Nonetheless, as is evident from other sources, while this was taken as a directive and instruction to increase in immersion prior to prayer, and not just to immerse a few times a year or only by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, nonetheless, the daily immersion, every single day prior to prayer, is evident that it was not yet adapted even amongst Hasidim, even after this directive of the Alter Rebbe. So it was also evident from a letter of the Alter Rebbe himself, in which he lists a number of actions to be done for the sake of purity, and no mention there is made of the daily immersion, even though he records the immersion for Tfilas Ezra. We do not find any other explicit sources in Hasidic writings that direct or praise the daily immersion. And on the contrary, from the writings that we do have, it's evident that it was not the widespread custom to immerse literally every single day. For example, in the Sefer Mishmer HaShalim of Kudina, of chapter 2, Halacha 2, he writes that in addition to Hasidim being very careful in Tfilas Ezra, they are also careful, in addition, to immerse prior to prayer, and that many God-fearing Jews are particular to not pass 3 days without them going to mikveh. Meaning that even those who took the message of immersion prior to prayer seriously were not particular to do so every single day, but simply that they shouldn't pass 3 days without mikveh. Regarding his own father, he writes that he was accustomed to immerse almost every single day, but not every single day. Another area from where it's evident that it was not the widespread custom amongst Chabad Chassidim to immerse every single day is from Sefer HaMenhagim in the Sichas of the Rebbe Rayat. There it states that one should immerse in a mikveh on Yutis Kislev. From here it's understood that the widespread custom then was not to immerse every single day. Otherwise, this directive would be superfluous, which today it seems it is, being that everyone today is accustomed to immerse daily. Indeed, if one had any doubt in this matter of Shlomo Chaim Kesselman, the famous Mashpia of Temchei Tmimim in Lud, stated that in the original yeshiva of Temchei Tmimim Lubavitch, the custom amongst its students, the Tmimim, was to immerse on Mondays and Thursdays in Erev Shabbos and not every day. seemingly following the custom brought in Mishmeres Shalem to not pass 3 days without immersion. He writes that this was the directive of the Rebbe Rashab to the Mashpim of the Yeshiva to immerse on these days. Hence, we can conclusively concord that while starting from the Baal Shem Tov and Alter Rebbe, immersion prior to prayer was encouraged, it was not yet adapted by the masses as a daily practice. And even in the times of the Rebbe Rashab, this was not yet the practice of the students of the yeshiva. Seemingly, the widespread custom of daily immersion began becoming widespread in the mid-1900s, when the Mashpiim, including of Shlomo Chaim, began encouraging the students to immerse every single day, despite the previous custom of previous generations to not be so particular in this. Regarding the Rebbe's custom and the Rebbe's directives on this issue, so the Rebbe himself, prior to the leadership, was accustomed to go to mikvah quite often and possibly every day, we don't exactly know. However, once he accepted the leadership, the Rebbe went to mikvah only scarcely during the year, usually Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and prior to going to the oil of the Rebbe Rayatz. Nonetheless, despite this personal custom of the Rebbe did encourage the Chassidim to immerse prior to prayer, especially if one is a Baal Keri, but even if he is not, based on all the reasons we explained above. So to summarize, the widespread custom today among Chassidim is to be particular to immerse daily prior to prayer. This custom is based on the encouraged practice of previous generations to increase in immersions prior to prayer, and based on the intrinsic value that it contains based on both Halacha and Kabbalah, for purification from Keri, for Tesefes Tara, for purposes of Tshuva, to pure oneself for service of God similar to a Kain, to refine one's heart to feel godliness during prayer, and to bathe the body prior to prayer out of respect of God. And therefore, every individual is encouraged to continue this great custom as a preparation for Avodas HaTefillah. God willing, in the coming lessons on the subject of male immersion prior to prayer, we will discuss the times of this immersion, when it should take place, the law if it will cause one to miss davening with a minyan or miss man tefillah, how it is to be done, etc., etc.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.